Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The need for blood donations is always critical, especially during this time of year. Due to that need, the St. John's Lutheran Church at 7369 Burn Road in Pigeon will be hosting an upcoming blood collection drive. The drive will be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday, January the 2nd. Although walk-ins are welcome, appointments are recommended and can be done by going to their website, www.redcrossblood.org. And another local and regional news for today. A proposed recall petition has been filed with the Tuscola County Clerk's Office for three City of Caro Council members. A clarity factual hearing will be conducted on Tuesday, December the 16th at 8 a.m. by the county's election committee. The proposed recall is for council members Jill White, Heidi Parker, and Doreen Hetty. There was also a proposed recall filed against council trustee Charlotte Kish. However, because she is currently serving her last year of a four-year term, she's not subject to the recall, explained County Clerk Jody Fetting. The reason listed for the recall is the same on all three petitions. The petition says that White, Parker, and Hetty should be recalled for violation of the Caro City Charter Section 5.9 for failure to fill a vacant council seat within 60 days. The petition for recall was filed by city resident Shane Pelega. The hearing will be conducted in Tuscola's probate family courtroom in the courthouse at 440 North State Street on M81 in Caro. The county's election commission consists of Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, probate judge Nancy Thane, and treasurer Ashley Bennett. The commission is charged with determining if the language presented on the petition is clear and of a factual basis. And if it is, then the next step is for the recall petitioner to gather signatures of registered voters within the city. If the election commission deems the language of the proposal recall is not clear and or factual, that will stop the recall effort right there. This is the second time petitions have been filed in an effort to recall some Caro Council members. Those targeted in the first recall attempt were Karen Schneider, who is the Caro City Mayor, and Councilmember Emily Campbell. The Election Commission deemed the language on those proposed recall petitions were not clear and or not factual, which stopped the recall process. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
I spent 14 years in foster care, mostly in group homes. I slept in a lot of different rooms, but none of them really felt like mine.
There are more than 100,000 children in foster care waiting to be adopted. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is working to help find them a permanent home.
Now I have my own room, a place that's mine, and a family who loves and supports me.
If you have room in your home or your heart, see how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news for today. A child is one of at least 15 people killed in an attack in Australia at one of the world's most famous beaches. One of the gunmen was also shot to death. Hundreds of people had gathered at Bondi Beach in Sydney for an event to celebrate the first day of Hanukkah, when gunmen then opened fire. At least 15 people are dead and 42 others in the hospital in an attack authorities say was designed to target the Jewish community. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns said Monday that those killed included a 10-year-old child. The oldest person killed was 87 years old. And another national and international news. Police in Rhode Island say they have a person of interest in custody after a shooting at Brown University killed two students and wounded nine others. Saturday's attack sent off hours of chaos across the Ivy League campus as hundreds of officers searched for the shooter and urged students and staff to shelter in place. The lockdown was lifted early Sunday after the person of interest was taken into custody at a hotel outside of Providence. Two people familiar with the matter told the Associated Press on condition of anonymity that the person of interest is a 24-year-old man from Wisconsin. They said they were not authorized to discuss details of the investigation publicly. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Sunday, December the 14th of 2025. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.